Hey everyone,
and welcome to
BSG, Brawl Stars Guides.
I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin. Today, we will be starting a new series called Brawler Chat.
In this series, we will be talking about individual brawlers.
Starting from Trophy Road brawlers,
all the way to Legendary brawlers.
In this episode, we will be talking about
Shelly,
the very first brawler
and starter brawler you get.
So, Shelly, as soon as you download Brawl Stars and you complete the tutorial, then you will get Shelly. And you won't have any other brawlers, you'll just have Shelly.
Yeah, you're stuck with her. She's called a starter brawler.
And she's also what's called a fighter.
Yes.
And a fighter is in between
a tank,
which has a lot of health and a short range, and a sharpshooter,
which has
low health
and long range.
Yes. So Shelly has like medium to long range.
Yeah.
It's not as far as a sharpshooter, but she does have a shotgun, so if she can hit closer, it does so much more damage than if she hits from far away.
Yes, a lot more. And she fires pellets that kind of go out into, let's say,
yes,
a triangle.
Yeah, that's kind of what a shotgun is.
Well, yeah, okay.
So
she's
a little closer to a tank.
Yes, definitely. So she's 4 out of 5 on offense, 3 out of 5 on defense, and 2 out of 5 on utility. So I guess you can guess that she's much better on offense.
Yeah. So Shelly is, in order to start players off with a brawler that is easy to understand, Brawl Stars has made Shelly a mainly offense-based brawler, with not adding too much utility, as you see with a 2 out of 5 utility, and making defense also important with her having a 3 out of 5 on defense. So,
yes.
Moving on to Shelly's attacks, we've already kind of talked about Shelly's regular attack a little bit.
It's called Buckshot. And so, the classic Shelly attack, Buckshot, tells other brawlers to stay away because Shelly is ready. Out of her gun fires tiny blue pellets that do 2,100 damage when she is right up close to two other brawlers. But those pellets only do 420 damage from max range. But still, this attack, Buckshot, means trouble. Once Shelly corners you, you're dead. So, trust me when I say stay away from Shelly and her awesome attack, Buckshot.
So, yes. So, Buckshot, as you can see, does a lot more damage from up close. So, as what we're going to talk about later is with Shelly, you want to go up close.
Yes.
And so, it has a medium to long range of 7 tiles. So, if you don't know how big tiles are exactly, one tile is about how long one brawler is, like how the diameter of a circle for that brawler. And then she reloads under 2 seconds, her reload time, so she can fire out shots pretty quickly and reload pretty quickly. And so it's okay at a range, but you definitely want to, if you can, fire from right next to the enemy.
Yeah. So now let's go to her super shell. So super shell, it's a really powerful super. This powerful attack does a lot of damage. It kills anyone who is a little bit more than half damage. The brawlers who are lucky enough to survive this gruesome attack get pushed back. Super Shell is so mighty that it can even demolish walls. You'd be doing yourself a whole lot of good by staying back from Shelly's Super Shell Super.
And so this has the same range of her medium attack, but it is much wider so it can hit more brawlers. So it also can go through brawlers so it can hit multiple brawlers. And as you heard, it can also destroy walls.
So, yes.
and it does 1,344 damage for if you hit someone who's at your max range, but it does 4,032 if you're right next to the brawler. So if you have Shelly Super, unless your whole goal is to destroy the wall, you probably should save it for when the brawler is right next to you.
Yes, and like we said before, Shelly is much better at close range than long range, even though she has a pretty long range, actually.
Yes, so now that we're done with Shelly's attack and super, let's move to her health. So Shelly has 5,040 health, and so that means that if Shelly were, like, fighting another Shelly, she could survive one super to the face and one regular attack to the face.
So if you're Shelly and you see another Shelly, which some people already know this, this is pretty obvious, but if you see another Shelly and they have more power cubes than you, that they have more health than you, so just don't even try to kill them.
Unless they're, like, low health or you have your super.
Yeah.
So that is Shelly's health. She has definitely more health than some sharpshooters like Spike, Bee, Piper, brawlers like that, but she definitely does not have as much health as tanks like Bull, El Primo, or Frank, who with his sponge jar power can get all the way up to 10,000 health. But we're not talking about Frank. So
yes,
let's move on to Shelly's gadget.
Okay, so Shelly's gadget, I'm really excited about this one. So Shelly's gadget makes her speed up when she is walking, but only for a second. It seems she just zips across the map like 3 tiles. But this gadget sure does help Shelly. If she is trying to catch up with someone to kill them with her attack, she can just zip up there and shoot. It can also help her get out of sticky situations.
So, we have rated Shelly's attack over our own personal experience. We have both unlocked Shelly's gadget and have both been playing with it since the update with gadgets has dropped.
Yes.
Back in March. So, we have rated it to be a low A tier, because it's definitely not S tier material, but it is definitely, we thought A tier or B tier, so we ended up putting it in the low A tier.
Yes.
Which means it's good and maybe even great, but it's not like a superstar gadget.
Yes, so when we were talking about it, what to rate it, I almost said maybe a low B or a C even, but then I kind of thought A or B, because I realized that the gadget might not help other brawlers that much, but it really does help Shelly, because she needs to get up close, and if she just gets closer to brawlers, which the gadget helps her do, then she can kill them much more easily than just going on a wild goose chase after them.
Yeah, so this is a very useful gadget. It's not, like, as we said before, the best gadget in the game, but it's definitely useful. You can use it, as we've said before, to kill brawlers that you're chasing. Let's say, like, you're chasing a Piper, and the Piper is shooting at you, and you can use your gadget to get closer to the Piper so that you can kill the Piper.
Also, if you're about to die, you can also use your gadget to get away from stronger brawlers. Like,
let's say a Bull is right next to you, and you don't have super. And the Bull also has more power cubes if you're, like, doing showdown. So then you can use it to get away from the Bull and start attacking the Bull from a range, because Shelly has a longer range than Bull.
Yes, and so we were thinking, if you did have to buy it instead of just earning it from a box, then we were thinking, would it be worth buying? And we decided yes.
So if you like using Shelly and like pushing trophies with Shelly, and you have at least 1,000 coins to afford it, and there's not, like, a really important thing you have to level up, then it's definitely worth it to buy Shelly's gadget.
Yes.
Because it's an A-tier gadget, and it's very good. Unless you have, like, in your opinion, the best gadget in the game, or, like, a super-duper good gadget, then Shelly, like, in the shop, then Shelly's gadget is definitely worth buying. And so it can also be useful to score in Brawl Ball. Like, if you have the ball, you can bounce it off the wall and use it.
Or if you have the ball and you don't want to shoot it in, you can zip past the other brawlers and go into the goal.
Yeah. So, but if you're trying to do this, you have to remember, you have to you can't be holding the ball when you do this.
Yeah.
So, like, if you bounce it off of a wall and dash forward, like some people do with Mortis, then you can do that.
Yes. So also, it can also help you get the center star and bounty. And when you get that, also, you just get one star. And so that helps your team. Plus, she can just zip into the middle and get the star before anyone else.
Yeah. And so we were thinking, in the competitive high trophies meta, Shelly was kind of struggling before gadgets were introduced. But with some brawlers that were good having not very good gadgets introduced compared to Shelly's, we think that this gadget is also helping Shelly be more relevant in the competitive meta.
Yes, and so now let's go on to Shelly's star power. So Band-Aid, which is her star power, instantly heals 1,800 damage when Shelly falls below 40%. It takes 20 seconds to charge. It is very useful if you're about to die because basically you come back to life, but before you die. Kind of like a second chance. It is also similar to 8-Bit's Extra Life. Band-Aid is definitely a star power to be reckoned with.
Yes. This is a very good star power. It was better before, but it was just too good. It got a nerf a while back, and so it hasn't been buffed or nerfed, but now it's balanced. It's not super OP like it used to, but it's also not super duper bad.
Yes, so now let's go to her second star power. We're still going to talk about the first one, but so her second star power, which is called Shell Shock, slows down enemies who were hit by super 3 seconds. It is good in team or 3v3 modes. It also helps you and your teammates get away and also finish off other enemy brawlers.
Yes, so this star power, Shell Shock, so what it does here is, well, we've already said this, but I'm just going to clarify for a second time that it's a very good star power because if you are in, like, a 3v3 mode and you use it, then they have reduced speed that is like 8-bit speed. It's super slow, and so your team can pull away if the other team is stronger than you, or you can go ahead and take them out.
Yes. So, Band-Aid is really helpful in solo because, obviously, if you're low health, you can use it and you don't die.
In solo showdown, if you die, you're done. Whereas in other modes, you have a chance to respawn.
Yes.
So, Band-Aid is definitely better in solo showdown. And it also does not help you that much with Band-Aid if you are if it doesn't help as much in other modes because you can just respawn.
Yes.
And it's definitely better than Shell Shock in solo showdown because Shell Shock just does one brawler, whereas it's more useful if you hit more than one brawler.
Yeah, and like we said before, Band-Aid was nerfed because it was so good.
Yeah, it was super duper overpowered, and so it was nerfed. And we feel like it's good in some modes,
but
and
now,
if you personally like it a lot, then it's good. But
now Shell Shock is better most of the time.
Shell Shock usually should be your go-to star power for Shelly if you are not doing solo showdown, because it can provide a lot of value for you and your team in 3v3 modes and maybe even do a showdown. And so,
we said both star powers are mid to low B tier.
Because with Band-Aid getting the nerf, like, not super recently, but not super far back, it used to be an S tier star power.
Yeah, but after the nerf, it's the shell shock just
got. Yeah, it's more like a balanced B tier.
Yeah.
And then Shell Shock is also balanced. It's not super good, but it's also not super bad. And so I say they're both mid B tier.
Also, you can use Shell Shock to get away or finish people off.
Yeah, we've already said that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But that's just to clarify. And then Band-Aid can also not just be used to get away and keep you from dying. Yeah. It can also be used to win 1v1s.
Yeah. Also, you probably shouldn't buy it, either, like, unless you have a lot of coins.
Right? And because star powers aren't really... 2,000 coins is a lot. And it's better value to get it out of a box because it's so expensive. And, I mean, if it's an S-tier star power, then it maybe would be worth it. But if you are doing a low B-tier gadget like this, it's probably not worth the 2,000 coins, unless you just have, like, coins overflowing in your account.
Okay, so let's go on to that. Let's go on to how to use. So, on the modes... So, Shelly, she's better at lower trophies.
Yeah, because as you go on in the game, brawlers tend to learn how to deal with Shelly, whereas when you very first start the game, people don't really know how to deal with her, which makes her better. And so, let's talk about...
And, of course, she's worse at higher trophies.
And so, let's talk about what modes to use Shelly in.
She's also an all-around brawler, and she's kind of map-dependent.
Yeah, because most tanks are map-dependent, and Shelly is probably the fighter that is closest to a tank.
Yes, she's so, also only good on bush. Well she's not mostly only good. Yes, but she's best on only bush-filled maps in Bounty.
Yeah, in Bounty, you probably should not use her unless the map has a lot of bushes.
Yes.
And then in her best mode is probably Solo Showdown.
Yeah, and her best mode at high trophies is probably Brawl Ball.
Because with Brawl Ball, you have teammates, and in Solo Showdown, you don't have teammates. And so
she's okay at Gem Grab, Heist, and Siege, but she's not the best.
And then she's good but not great at Brawl Ball and Duo Showdown. And so, yeah. So
let's now, move on to the maps that she's good at.
So let's go through the best map in each mode for Shelly.
Yes. So the best map for Bounty is Snake Prairie.
Because with Snake Prairie and Bounty, with Shelly, because there are so many bushes, you can just sneak up on brawlers and get right next to them and
shoot them.
Yeah, and kill them.
Yes, and then her best map for Brawl Ball is Galaxy Arena.
Because with Galaxy Arena, there's also a lot of bushes and there are some walls for you to hide around. And so she's also very useful in that.
Yeah, and then her best map for Siege is probably Some Assembly Required.
Because you also have those bushes on the sides. Except, even though there's not that many bushes, there are a lot of walls for you to hide around. Except Shelly sometimes is vulnerable to throwers on this map. But if you know how to avoid throwers, then she can be good on this map.
Yes. Then for Showdown, her best map is Cavern Churn.
Because with all the walls, and so Shelly can just go into the middle bush and... If Shelly can charge up her super, she can even take out one of the most powerful brawlers in the game when you're right next to them, Bull. And so Shelly is just really good at cavern churn because it has all the walls and bushes yes. for her to hide.
And so we thought long and hard about her best map in Heist, but so we just decided that it would be a tie between Sandy Gems and Bandit Cove.
Because in Bandit Cove, you can really have value out of the center. And with the center of the map having so many bushes, you and your team can really control the center of that bounty map. And then with Sandy Gems, there's also a lot of bushes, so you can yes. sneak around the sides.
And so then her best map at Gem Grab is probably a tie between Double Swoosh and Minecraft Madness. Minecart Madness, yes. Sorry.
So with Minecart Madness, there are a bunch of walls, and there are some bushes, but if you know how to get around walls and get lower health brawlers by using walls, then she can be good on that. And then if you like going in bushes better, then she's probably better
at double swoosh
because that has a lot of bushes in that.
And then she's kind of bad on maps like Backyard Bowl.
Yeah, that are really open and don't have many bushes or walls. Like Backyard Bowl is a great example because it has almost no walls in the center and almost no bushes.
Yeah, it's basically nothingness, but I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, and she's pretty much good on the opposite of that, like Cavern Churn.
Yeah, she's good at more bushes and walls.
Yeah, but not too much walls because she does not want to be too vulnerable to throwers.
Yeah, and then
we have some honorable mentions, like maps that would be yes. good with so, Shelly.
They're basically
the second best maps, but they're not the yes. best maps.
So
in each mode.
Some maps that she's pretty good at. So Spring Trap
for Gem Grab,
Feast or Famine
for Duo or Solo Showdown.
Yes, Tornado Ring
for Heist,
Deeper Danger
for Bounty,
and Triple Dribble
for Brawl Ball.
Okay, so let's go on to Gem Grab. How about that?
So with Gem Grab, there are mainly three roles that brawlers can play. Brawlers can play aggro, and they can be the one brawler on their team that tries to keep the other team pushed back and try to kill the other team a lot. They can be a support, which is trying to support the other teammates and help them. And they mostly support the gem carrier, which is the third one, which is the person who carries the gems.
Yes, who protects.
And they can, like, yes. heal themselves and stuff. So Shelly is, if you're going to be playing her in Gem Grab, an aggro brawler. Because
she's mostly aggro, but she sometimes
yes.
support.
Yes, sometimes Shelly can support, but she's mainly built for offense and being an aggro. And so if you're playing Shelly in Gem Grab, you want to focus on killing the other team. Yeah. Unless, of course, like, your teammate dies and you carry up the gems yeah. and now you're the gem carrier.
And she can use, when she's not the gem carrier, she can use her gadget and her super and shoot at the brawlers on the other team.
Yeah.
To kill the gem carriers.
And another really good thing Shelly can do is if it's, let's say, red team countdown, Shelly can, as we said before, use her gadget and possibly her super if she has that to kill the other team's gem carrier and then retreat.
Yeah, and like we said before, she sometimes protects gem carriers or controls the middle.
Well, really, controlling the middle is all about what Gem Grab is. So Shelly can sometimes protect the gem carriers, but her main job in controlling the middle is keeping the other team pushed back.
Yeah.
So now let's move on to Bounty.
So In Bounty, Shelly, since she's really good at close range, she should, if you're being Shelly, you should stay in the bushes mostly so that people don't see you coming, and then you just start shooting at them and you kill them easily. Also, don't die too much, which that's pretty obvious already.
Because with Bounty, the most important thing is not to die.
Yeah.
And another thing that a lot of players do with super aggressive brawlers like Shelly is they trade deaths. So let's say I have about, let's say, 2 stars on me, and I'm Shelly, and I go for another brawler who has 2 stars, and we both die. Most likely, that's not going to help your team if you do that, unless, let's say, you have 2 stars or the other person has 4 stars or something like that that guarantees that if you both die, you'll get something good out of it.
Yes.
And then also you don't want to stay in the same bush or the same hiding place.
Yeah, you don't
want to
do the same thing the whole match.
Because then the enemy players will be ready for it. So you always want to be moving around to different bushes and always surprise the enemies.
And also, when you're in the bushes, always, if an enemy comes past you, jump out at them and kill them quickly.
Yes, because with Shelly, she's good at killing brawlers quickly, and if you give them too much time, then they could end up getting away.
And like we said before, try to get close to the opponents when you're trying to kill them.
Because, as we said before, Shelly is a shotgunner, which means that she has pellets that move outward. And so if you hit right next to them, your shot, then all of the pellets hit them.
Yes, and you definitely need to use your super wisely, because if you just use it all willy-nilly, then you might not be able to kill as many people and help your team as much.
Yeah, like, if you are chasing someone and you're from a long range, it probably would be better to not use your super and save it for a time where you can use it to actually kill someone.
Yes, and even though Shelly's really good at killing people with close range, even if there's, like, even, so if your team is winning and there's less than 30 seconds, you still need to fall back. Yeah. Even if you only have, like,
and
say,
a cool thing
stars.
You can do with Shelly when you fall back is you can hide in a bush that is on your, it's in between where your teammates are and where the opponents are. So then when the opponents are running to try to get your teammates, and if you don't have that many stars, like only 2 or 3, then you can jump out and kill all of them.
Yes. So how about we go on to Brawl Ball?
Sure. So with Brawl Ball, one of the most important things you can do in Brawl Ball is destroy the walls that are in front of the enemy goal.
Yes, because if your team has the ball and you've already destroyed the wall, then if no one's, like, guarding your team, like, if no one's trying to, well, okay, like, it'll be easier to score because you don't have to go around the wall.
And you can just shoot it. And so Shelly super being super wide is really good at destroying the walls protecting the enemy goal. And you can also, as we said before in the gadget section, use your gadget when dribbling to get some cool goals. Like you can bounce the ball off the wall and then you can move forward, so then you have the ball again, but you just moved up 3 tiles.
Yeah, and you should, I think we might have already said this, but you should definitely focus more on control and killing your opponents than getting the ball.
Yes, because Shelly is really good at killing people, and she does have a decent amount of health, but she might not be the best ball carrier. Yeah. And also, if you do end up being the ball carrier, with Shelly's health, you should try to walk it in, because she has a decent amount of health, but always, if you know they can kill you, then you can always try to shoot.
Yeah, and this is usually true with other brawlers, too, but, like, sometimes they have a lot of less, health, so you just need to shoot it. But with Shelly, it's different unless you, like we said, definitely have to shoot it.
And another thing is with Shelly, like all other brawlers, has limits. So in Brawl Ball especially, you have to know your limits. Like if you have your super and you can't destroy the whole wall, then you can try maybe doing your super on something else. Or if someone's out of range, then you can try targeting someone else.
Yeah, and a way to use walls to your advantage is if, like, say, a long-range person like Brock was trying to shoot at you, if you had the ball, go behind a wall so that you don't die.
And then when you're defending, you can, if you have your super, be careful not to use it every time you defend, because the walls protecting your goal are super important.
Yes.
And if you do end up using your super, then it can also knock the ball out of the opponent's hands. So you can use your super to knock it out and then grab the ball and shoot it away.
Yeah, and you should also know your limits, and you can use, and like we said in Mountie, you can use bushes to surprise brawlers to kill them quickly.
And so that is all for Brawl Ball, and so now we move on to Solo Showdown.
Okay, so on Showdown, or Solo Showdown, if you're on a map with a lot of bushes, hide in the bushes, and when someone passes you, pop out at them and kill them quickly. That's really good about Shelly in Showdown. She is really good doing that strategy.
And you also, Shelly is really good at destroying boxes. You can just auto-aim when you're right next to the box 3 times, and then the box is dead. So then you can get as many power cubes as you can at the beginning, because Shelly's really good at killing boxes.
And then you might want to go hide in the bushes or something. But anyway, so if you have a lot of power cubes, you should probably go up to people and shoot at them to kill them. But if you really think that the bushes strategy is better for you, then you should probably do that.
Speaking of which strategy is best for you, Shelly can have multiple play styles. Like, she can be bush camping and jump out at people, or she can be, like, chasing people and use her gadget. So try to find what playstyle with Shelly best suits you, and use that playstyle with Shelly.
Yeah, and if you're going after someone and they have long range and they get you to low health, it's not worth it to keep following them, because they can kill you before you even catch them.
Another cool thing you can do with Shelly's super is if there's someone on the other side of a wall, and you know they're on the other side of the wall, you can go up right next to the wall and use your super and attack them.
Yeah, because like we said before, your Shelly's super will break walls. So not only will you get the wall, you'll also get the brawler, and it will be quicker instead of getting around, because if you go around, then the brawler will see you going around and they'll leave the bush.
And so then another thing on teaming, we haven't talked about teaming yet, but if you are a teamer and you do end up teaming with someone who is less powerful than you, like let's say a bee who doesn't have their charge shot, then what you can do is you can inch closer to them without them noticing, and then when you're right next to them, you can just shoot them super quickly.
Yes. And if you're chasing a long-range person, and they're killing you, use your gadget to catch up to them and shoot them. But if your health is too low, don't risk it, like we said before.
Because sometimes if you risk it, that can lead to you dying, which is never good in Showdown.
Yes. Now let's go on to Siege. Now, in Siege, when the other team gets a bolt, try to get up close to them, maybe use your gadget, and kill them if you can before the bolt goes into their box.
Or siege turret.
Yes.
And so another thing is, if your team is getting bolts and winning, then you can also be aggro if you don't have bolts, like Shelly and Gem Grab, and keep them pushed back. But if you do have bolts, you probably want to wait until the bolt goes to your siege turret before you start being aggro like Shelly. And you don't... I'm pretty sure that most people know this in Siege, but you don't just want to straight up run to the Siege turret
unless
with Shelly.
Yeah, unless, like, say it's at 2% and you know you can kill it, and, like, so unless it's at very, very, very low health.
Like, let's say it has 2,000 health left or something, and you go and you use your gadget, and then you use your super and shots on it, and then it dies.
Yeah, so you could do that, but you should only do that if it's really low health.
And then you also want to not, we already said this, but don't go for the siege turret by yourself and wait for the siege bot. And also, sometimes Shelly is very good right next to it. And if you get right next to it and get closer than the siege bot is, then it'll start shooting at you. And so with Shelly, sometimes it's better to not even go for the siege turret if it looks like the other team is defending really well and you won't be able to do that much damage.
Yeah,
and then you can start setting up for the next wave of bolts and killing the other people.
Like you said, if your siege bot is attacking and you think it's fine to not go help it, then a few extra bolts will pop up, so you should probably get that to start preparing for the next round.
And then if you are defending and the siege bot is coming on your siege turret and there are people behind the siege bot, you can use your super on the siege bot, and then it'll also damage the people behind it.
Charge
up your super.
Yeah, don't waste your super on, like, if the people with, if the other brawlers that aren't on your team are attacking with the siege bot, don't waste your super on them. Just do it on the siege bot, because the siege bot usually does more damage than them.
Except, unless they are very, very high damage dealer, like Bull, and they're doing a lot of damage, because sometimes it's better to get them, too. And so,
and also, when you're defending on a siege bot, you can just try to distract it by running around it in circles and shooting at it, because then it will go around you and try to kill you instead of the box.
And so, instead of killing the siege turret, then it can, you can do damage to it and delay it going on the siege turret. And then, if you die, then maybe your teammate will just respawn, and they will have that invulnerability bubble, which will help you even more.
Yeah, so now how about we go on to Heist?
Sure. So with Heist, you definitely, when you're attacking the safe, you want to get right next to the safe. And when you are defending, you want to get right next to the other brawlers.
Yes. If you're losing and your box is, like, under attack, don't leave and start attacking the other team's box.
Unless you know that your team has it under control. Yeah. Like, let's say they're attacking it and the other team's low health, and then both your teammates are defending and it looks like they have it under control, it might be a good idea to get a head start on the enemy safe.
Yeah, and sneak over to the other person's, to the other team's safe. But if the other team's attacking and they're really powerful and they have, like, all their health and your team can't handle it, then you shouldn't go over to the other team's box, because they might end up killing your box before you can even get to theirs.
And so next is you can also find like a route or a route to the safe. So let's say there's like a line of bushes that you can walk through. Like with sandy gems, what you can do is you can go on the sides and walk through the bushes on the sides. And then at just the right moment, you can go to the bushes that are right next to their safe. And then at just the right moment when no one's looking, you can attack their safe and deal a bunch of damage.
Yeah, you can maybe sneak past everyone and hide in a bush that's close to the box if you're attacking the box. But don't stay in one place while you're attacking the other team's box, because if they find you, then they're just going to kill you before you can do any more damage to the box.
So
you want to move around.
You don't just want to stand there right next to the safe like a statue, and you can also try to dodge the other team's shots while attacking the safe.
Yeah.
And so next, sometimes, I think we've already touched on this, but we really need to clarify on this because it's very important. Sometimes it's better to defend than attack, because if your safe is at full health, then no matter how much damage you've done to their safe, as long as you've done at least one tick of damage, then you win.
Yes, but sometimes, like we said before, you should focus on attacking the other team's safe most of the time.
So yes, with Shelly, it's very important to know when you need to defend and when you need to attack, because Shelly is very good at both, whereas some brawlers aren't very good at attacking,
yeah,
or some brawlers aren't very good at defending.
Yeah, and when you're attacking the safe, I'm pretty sure we already covered this, but this is important. The most important thing is to stay alive as long as possible, because then you can do a lot more damage than just staying alive for 2 seconds.
Yes, because if you're Shelly and you stay alive for like 2 seconds, you can get one or two shots off. Whereas if you stay alive for 10 seconds, you can get about 2 rounds into that safe.
Yes, and like we said, try to be as close as possible to the safe when you're attacking it, because Shelly is really close range.
And as we've said a bunch in this episode, she is a shotgunner, so she does a lot more damage when she's up close. So let's move on to 1v1s. So with 1v1s, we're going to say who Shelly can beat in 1v1s and who Shelly can't beat in 1v1s.
So Shelly can beat any brawler when she has her super and is right next to the brawler she's fighting.
Yes, but except for if there's another Shelly with her super, or if the brawler has a bunch more power cubes.
Yes. And Shelly can also beat non-tanks from up close.
Because if you have pretty much any brawler that's not a tank and that's not a Shelly, Shelly can beat them up close even without her super.
Yeah, but also pretty much Shelly can only beat tanks if she's at least halfway to her super.
Because if she hits one shot, and let's say she's one shot away from getting her super, which is like, I think, 2/3 or 4/5 of the way to her super.
Yeah.
And so if she hits that shot, then she can do her super and kill them.
Yeah, and I think we covered this a lot, but it's just really important for to get right next to the brawler that you're fighting, because Shelly's the best at close range.
Well, maybe not the best, but the best with super at close range.
Yes.
And Shelly can't beat a brawler who has longer range than her if she's out of range. I mean, this is kind of obvious, but we definitely need to touch on this. Let's say you're Shelly and you're chasing, let's say, a Spike, and the Spike can hit you, but you can't hit the Spike because you're out of range. Then you shouldn't try to kill the Spike unless you have a surefire way to get closer and kill the Spike.
Yeah. And if Shelly is fighting a brawler with short range, like, say, Bull, and the bull has more power cubes than her, then the bull will probably win.
Unless Shelly has her super, but it depends on how many power cubes. Because if they only have one or two power cubes, then Shelly might win if she has her super. But if they have like five or six more power cubes, then she might not even win with her
super. So that's pretty much all we have for 1v1s. So let's go on to takeaways.
And so takeaways are pretty much the giant summary of what we've talked about in the last 40 minutes. And so if you've gotten to this part in the podcast, thank you for listening so much. And we're just going to leave you guys with a pretty much rough summary of what we've talked about.
Yes, and also, we promise not to make the episodes this long in the future, but this was just our first episode, so, yeah.
We are going to fine-tune the episode structure next episode.
Yes, definitely. And thank you so much for watching, so let's go into the takeaways.
But if you are a fan of super long 40-minute episodes, then just please tell us, and then we'll keep doing it this long.
Well, we'll do some of them this long, but some people aren't a fan, so we'll do at least half of them this long. So thank you for watching. Let's go into takeaways.
So with Shelly, the most useful thing with Shelly's gadget, if you're trying to kill someone, is to get right next to them, because that's super important with Shelly, and kill them.
Yeah, and only use your gadget when it's necessary and you know you can't get up close to the brawler that you're fighting.
Because
without the gadget.
Shelly's gadget is super important for her.
Like we said, low B tier.
No, we said low A tier.
Yeah, low A tier, sorry.
If you have an A tier gadget, you definitely want to conserve it for times where you actually need it, because you only can use it 3 times.
Yes, and also remember that Shelly's super is very powerful, and you can kill off other brawlers quickly with it, so don't waste it by shooting from a range.
Yes, unless you're in Brawl Ball and you're trying to destroy walls. And then also, This is probably one of the
things that we've said most in this whole episode, but we just have to keep repeating it.
So this next one is probably the most important thing with Shelly. Always try to get right next to the brawler you're shooting.
Yeah.
If you think you can kill them.
Yes, because Shelly is very powerful up close.
But not as powerful, because as we've said at least 5 different times in this video, not video, podcast, that Shelly is a shotgunner, so she's much more powerful up close.
Yes, and our very last takeaway for this episode, play like a tank, but slightly different from a tank.
Because play like a tank, but you have slightly less health, so you want to be careful with that. And you have more range, so you want to use that. Yes. And so that is everything for this episode. Shelly guide. And thank you all for listening so much.
Yes, thank you so much. Our next episode will be on Nita. And we promise to do it shorter. Yes.
And thank you so much all for listening. And this is Sharpshooter 354
and Julie Assassin
signing off.